We got a late ass reunion. Oh, it's hardly new. You're gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late ass review?
Late ass, late ass, late ass, late ass review.
That was the chair.
Check two, check one.
Check two, check two.
Check one.
Check two.
Check
two.
One.
Two.
Checking.
Check.
Yeah.
Hee-haw.
Did hee-haw. You said hee-haw. Nice. I've never heard you say that before. Hey, guys. Well, there's a reason why we're hee-hawing and hollering over here on this late-ass review. Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Arana. Team Awesome Inc. Check us out. We're live every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. Soundcast.fm. Sometimes 5 to 7. Sometimes 4:30 to 6:30. Sometimes Tuesdays. Whatever. Whenever we want. But it's always once a week, and we'll have the content up when we can get it to you. Check out our website, teamawesomeshows.com. Yotina.podomatic.com is another website as well. And you can subscribe and download through iTunes. Hit us up on YouTube. Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel.
You can see live journals.
Yeah, and you can check. Oh, yeah. I should be vlogging, I guess. I should do a vlog of my boring-ass life. All right, so here it is. This is it. This is a big review time. We did a trailer reaction to Star Wars Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. I'm still calling it that, even though that's not the title. Disney presents a Lucasfilm Star Wars Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Okay, so here it is. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. One thing, we're going into spoiler territory. From this point out, we are...
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this movie, you are...
Turn back now.
We're spoiling all of it. So we're going to talk about fucking everything. So if you don't want to deal with that, don't...
Yeah, turn it off.
Go
now.
Watch it, just come back.
Turn the volume down.
And we'll talk. And we'll geek out together.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Alt F4.
Put this in your playlist for later.
Yes.
Yeah, come back to
Actually,
it.
Actually, that's better.
Yeah, we're promoting the YouTube functions on the channel. What I liked about it was, since it wasn't a part of the saga films, as in, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the three trilogies. This is outside of that. So there wasn't an opening crawl. It just said a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, ... And then it just went to an opening scene. Like straight into an opening scene, like a James Bond movie almost. And then did the title sequence. No story, nothing to back us up, nothing to tell us what's happening.
Right.
And we were able to follow the story without any sort of backup. We knew going into this thing what it was going to be about. With that in mind, there's a lot of hype built up around this movie. What did you think, Armando?
I'm afraid to say it, but I didn't.
Wait for it.
The thing is,
Armando says a word, let me just tell you people, I enjoyed this film. I had a good time. I would watch it again, and I felt that it was a good time and well made, blah blah blah. So I'm just gonna say that for now, just so you know. So if you enjoyed it too, just know that I enjoyed it as well. So what he's about to say won't completely ruin this for you. All right, Armando, ruin the movie for everyone.
All right.
Go. Asshole. Why didn't you like this movie? No, go ahead. Just tell the people.
I wanted to like it, but I couldn't.
Just couldn't do it. Couldn't bring myself to do it, Jim. Damn it, Jim. I couldn't do it. So what? Okay, why, man? What was it about this movie that like you just didn't like?
I feel like I could.
This looks really weird on camera. I'm sorry, but I'm literally opening a bottle of green tea.
That's some nice green tea.
Swear to God. See, there it is. All right, carry on. Sorry, that was really gross. So what was like? Was it just? Did it not feel like a Star Wars movie? Was it just? What was it about
I,
it?
I wasn't that concerned about it feeling like a Star Wars movie. It was just like, it just the leads. Like I didn't feel like okay, it's just like okay, her father dies right in the beginning. Like, and
it just felt flat to me.
Yeah, I mean, Mads Mikkelsen. Oh, so the emotional moments fell flat to you?
Yeah.
You didn't feel like they earned those emotional moments?
No, I mean, I didn't even see her, like, you know, as a little girl react. What's her name? Jin Erso.
Jin Erso, which I always keep thinking they're saying Jin Asho. So it didn't feel earned to you is what you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of moments didn't feel earned.
That's what he's saying, by the way. That's what Armando Arana is saying.
To me, it's my subjective.
This is his opinion, and he's entitled to it because he's a human being. Andy's a nerd.
Okay. Yes, you can think I'm wrong.
It's totally, okay.
Totally okay.
That's fine. And you can disagree with me because I fucking love this movie. I had a blast, man. I was so down from moment to moment to moment. And I was, all those moments you said that you didn't feel like they earned and it felt rushed. I was crying like a bitch during those moments. Like, yeah. I was so heavily invested in this film. Like, from the beginning of, like, you know, like the when you're at Jedha and, like, that's where she's from. And apparently it's the home planet of the Jedi. Which I didn't know they had a home planet, but I guess it was Jedha or whatever. Mads Mikkelsen is there, and he's like, you know, he's Jin's dad, and the Empire needs him to help build the Death Star and shit. And so, you know, there's this whole scene, like, and just, like, the whole father-daughter dynamic I enjoyed. I love Mads Mikkelsen. I think he's a fantastic actor. The girl who, the lady, excuse me, the woman who played Jin Erso, the older version, I thought she was fantastic. I thought she was really, really well done. I liked Alan Tudyk as K2SO, the robot, the Imperial robot that they reprogrammed, and he was a dick. He was a dick robot. He was a robo dickhead. It was great.
I think the robot was one of the highest.
Thank you. See,
we
can there. See, he even found something he liked in the movie. He liked the asshole robot K2SO. Me too. I thought he was great.
I liked at least two things about the movie.
What was the other thing you liked?
Donnie Yen.
Oh my God. Can we please for a moment talk about the blind Jedi?
Yeah.
I'm calling him the blind Jedi.
Or he might not be a Jedi.
I'm calling him the blind. In my mind, he is a Jedi because every time
it's a Jedi in your
he
mind.
Kept saying, he had a mantra and he would say it over and over again. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. He would say it over and over again.
Yeah.
And he would say, I fear nothing, for the Force has determined everything. The Force deems things as they are, or whatever. Wills things as it is. And he literally just goes around and kicks everyone's ass with a stick. Like,
yes, he
literally has a stick and that not even a lightsaber, and he has a stick and he's beating the shit out of people left and right. Of course, he's got backup. He's got his buddy with the machine gun.
Yeah, that was great.
They had a great dynamic, those two. I could watch a movie with those two characters. I would watch a movie with those two characters.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking they should have made this movie Donnie Yen and his like machine gun friend.
His brother or his, like, his friend or whatever. They both were like Jedi's
his life partner
whatever. They were both Jedi's at one point, but they ended up like one of them stayed believing in the Jedi and the other gave up and stopped believing in the Jedi. The character that Donnie Yen played was the devoted one and kept trying to convince his friend, and like, and you know, it's for me it was a really emotional moment when his friend finally was like, you know what, like, yeah, I believe now. Like, for me it was earned. And big spoiler talk, but I don't think we'll see a sequel with the same characters.
Yeah, just so you know.
Just so you know. This might be a one-shot thing. That's all I'm going to say. I can't think of any other movie. Sorry, spoilers again, kids, but spoilers. I can't think of any other movie where people fucking just, everyone died. Like, everyone you meet, you're like, they all died. Maybe Inglourious Bastards. No, a few of them lived. In Inglourious Bastards, a movie where just everyone, just like all the characters you meet, and you're like, they all just fucking died. This is the first Star Wars movie where they did that, where they were like, you know what, everyone dies. All the characters that you saw in this movie, they're dead.
Dead.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, name a character. Like the Imperial white dude.
Like Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker dies. They all die except, well, Darth Vader doesn't die. Well, he does, but you know, he already did, but he.
Yeah,
but not in this movie is what we're saying. God, it's complicated. So so you like Donnie Yen. I enjoy that as well. I think if they made a movie about those characters, it would be amazing.
They should have just done
the
that.
The Blind Jedi. Oh, that's a brilliant movie. But regardless.
Like, I was rooting for Donnie Yen.
Yeah, man.
And
he was great.
Yeah.
The whole thing was fantastic.
He was great. He always had some sort of like line, some sort of,
yeah, his thing was like Donnie Yen's character, he couldn't see, but he could see through people's bullshit because he could sense like their, like what they were feeling, like he knew, like there was a moment where Jin had left and she walked out and they said, where are you going, and he said, Jin's path is clear. Everyone else's path isn't clear, but Jin's path is clear. So I'm going to follow her. He follows her energy because it's the clearer of the energy, and the force is guiding her. And right. he's everything he does is about the force. And,
yeah, and
it was almost
that.
Like a Buddhist monk. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it reminded me a lot of that.
Yeah, I love that line. It's like, you know, oh, yeah, been in worse prisons than this. You carry your prison everywhere you go.
Yeah, that was a brilliant line. Like I've been in worse prisons than this.
I wish they would have expanded upon different themes that he brought up.
You carry your prison within your own, like you carry your prison with you.
Right.
Wow. Like what a fucking brilliant, like, but that's like a Buddhist monk thing. It's like, it fucks with your head. It's like everything is and is not at the same time. What?
Right.
Fuck you. That's brilliant. But it doesn't make sense, but it does. A lot of moments of brilliance with that. And other characters, Forrest Whitaker, they made a big deal out of him. Not a big part in this film.
Not enough.
He was like the guy that saved Jin, but then he ditched her. Like, he saved her as a kid, but then he ditched her when she was 16. And then it turned out it was for a good reason, but it wasn't. And then he helps them out a little bit, and then he dies. And then everyone else dies. Oh, Grand Moff Tarkin is in this movie, which is interesting because the actor who played him died about over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they brought Grand Moff Tarkin back, at the time General Moff Tarkin. And his CGI was shit, man. He looked shitty. It was shitty, the shittiest CGI I've ever seen. The Youngifier, it was terrible. And the voice acting, voice acting was good.
Well,
it sounded like him.
Yeah, it did sound like him.
Whoever the voice actor was tremendous. He did a great job if they had a voice actor doing him.
I mean,
But the mocap or whatever they used, it was just shit. It was worse than Jeff Bridges and Tron.
I mean, like...
Jeff Bridges and Tron was bad, but this was worse. I felt like this was worse.
Yeah, they were trying to make it look like he was actually there.
Yeah,
like,
and it's like, dude, just do a hologram.
It just looks like, I mean, it looks good if it was a video game.
If it was a video game, I'd be like, damn, that's a good Grand Moff Tarkin. But for a fucking movie, I'm like, they should have just made him a hologram on another planet.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, he's not here, so that's why he looks shitty.
Yeah, he looks all
like,
fuzzy.
He looks all shitty because it's a hologram, so don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's like instead they're like, no, it's him. He's there.
No. Yeah, he's totally there.
Yeah, it's like what? And he wasn't that tall. It's like I don't know. Like
he's like really skinny. I don't know.
Here's the other thing. So Grand Moff Tarkin's in it, and he was like, yeah, he was extra skinny in this one. Like I guess he was younger. I don't know. And then we got the big baddie who wasn't really the big baddie, but he was kind of the guy who put everything into motion for the Death Star, and that was and I don't even know that guy's name. But he dies too. The dude in the all white, and he was like the Imperial dude. Mm-hmm. What was his name? See, the names of the characters, it's hard because like it goes by so fast, the names of the characters almost become irrelevant.
Right.
Like they're sort of like symbols in this movie. Everything's like a symbol in this movie, which is cool. I love it. I love the symbolism. But I need a little bit more substance. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm saying out of all the Star Wars movies, this one is probably the most grounded. I would say this is more grounded. This felt more like there were times where I was like, is this a war movie?
It was like a war movie. Yeah, it's not.
There
a
were moments where
movie.
I was like, it was like Saving Private Ryan, and they had helmets, and there was like bombs going off, and it was like, whoa, man! Like,
yeah, they were trying to make it more realistic. Star Wars got fantasy. Right?
Star Wars got real dark real fast, and everyone dies at the end of this movie, and I'm just like, God fucking damn. Yeah. I'm just like, wow. For me, it was a success in taking Star Wars in a new, bold direction. It was a much more grown-up version of Star Wars that I was like, I was okay with, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know. That's how I felt.
I think they could have executed it better. I mean,
I appreciate the effort. Yeah. Like, what would have improved it for you, or what would you have improved upon?
Well, just the Gene and what was the guy that she...
His name? Not Han Solo.
Not Han Solo.
And Jin.
Yeah, I mean, they could have had more chemistry. Like,
they did.
They had, like...
In the middle and end, they did.
Chemistry? They had, like, the vinegar and baking soda, you know, little thing.
Yeah, they kind of did not react well.
No, I'm glad that they didn't fucking kiss. I'm so, like...
Oh,
I
no,
was like,
no.
please don't fucking kiss, because that would be so, like, fucking weird.
Yeah, it would be. It wouldn't feel earned. It'd be like, why are they kissing? What are they doing? Stop that.
No, it's either...
You're not romantically interested in each other.
Yeah, right?
K2SO has more of a relationship with her than... exactly. The fucking robot had more of a sexual tension with her.
Exactly.
And it was a robot.
It was a robot. It was a CG fucking robot. Exactly.
So, I mean, but I will agree with that, but that's because I think that they both came from this weird war background and they were all kind of fucked up. I don't know. I'm not trying to apologize or make excuses. I'm just saying, like, how I interpret.
Yeah, I mean, I wish Jean wouldn't be, like, so stoic. I wish she would be a bit more emotional.
Here's a question, Armando. Did you have high expectations going into this movie?
I would say no.
No. Okay.
But I mean, it's just, like, I felt like I couldn't, like, I didn't feel like I wanted to root for any of the leads. Like,
really?
Either of the leads. Like,
Jin, I was like, I wanted her. I was rooting for them. I'm like, yeah, get those plans to Princess Leia, because I know they're going to Princess Leia.
I want to know
big
how...
Time spoiler.
But
big time spoiler. Princess Leia, Darth Vader, and Grand Moff Tarkin are all in this movie. You see Princess Leia for like 5-10 seconds, but goddamn, does it look like Princess Leia from A New Hope.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like Princess Leia from A New Hope. It's fucking weird. And if they got Carrie Fisher to come in and youngified her, goddamn, good job, Lucasfilm and Disney. That was amazing. Better than Grand Moff Tarkin's all of his scenes. Like, he looked like shit.
Yeah.
Darth Vader, scary. Still scary.
Yeah,
to this day,
Darth
man.
Darth Vader is good.
He was intimidating and fucking scary. To this day, like, still is. He just walks around, and when he was going through the hallway, one lightsaber fight in this movie, it's Darth Vader.
That was actually
going
good.
Through a hallway.
That was quite
force
good.
Fucking everyone, just like lifting dudes up, throwing them against the wall, lightsaber,
kicking ass. He's
force choke,
like,
lightning bolt, lightning
he's
bolt.
He's like smartly using force powers,
like just a skilled Sith Lord, fucking evil. It's Darth Vader. It's Darth Vader, and it's awesome. Like, it was a great moment in the movie, and when the cool moments happened, I was like, yes. For me, there wasn't really a bad moment. I enjoyed this film. So I guess we should just rate it now. We've given away all the spoilers. We've given the whole fucking thing away. I guess if there's, like, anything else we could think of, Mads Mikkelsen was good as Jin's father, the guy who created the Death Star. He played he always plays a villain, but this time he played a villain... who was forced to be a villain, but didn't want to be a villain.
A reluctant villain.
He was a reluctant villain, unlike in Doctor Strange, where he was a dick because he just... Well, actually, he was a dick because he wanted to save the day in that one. Look, regardless...
If you tell me all this, like, if you told me this story,
right.
Like, I think I would have liked it better.
You probably would, yeah, right,
would
understood,
like,
you know
oh,
what?
Oh, fuck yeah, they should make a movie about this.
You're right, yeah, exactly. But instead, what you saw, it wasn't what you
expected. It didn't
expected.
Connect with me.
It didn't connect, fair enough. So out of 10 Donnie Yen sticks of power from the Force... It's a stick, but it's got metal in it, and it's a bow, too. Like, it's a laser bow, too. It's the coolest fucking thing ever. I want one. I want one so bad. Out of 10 of those, what do you give? Okay. Disney presents a Lucasfilm Star Wars Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Fuck me. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's a long title.
Okay. I mean, let me just say that I appreciate the effort and all the money...
Totally.
All the special effects.
Guys, can I just say, you're getting, like, legit, like, the both sides of the coin here with this review. Like, we're being, he's being completely honest, and I'm being completely honest. I was totally psyched, and still am psyched about it. Thought it was a great film. It didn't work for him.
Didn't work for me.
So, what's your rating? Like, and like, no worries.
Five and a half.
Wow. Oh, no. Ah, play the explosion. Explosion noise. Okay, good. I'm glad I said that for the Foley later. Armando. Oh, I never would have thought. But you know what?
Would have thought either.
You're totally, like, valid in your reasoning for it. I'm just curious because, like, I enjoyed it so much. Like, what is it about it?
Yeah,
that
and
really
everybody else enjoyed it.
Well, what is it about it that just really didn't work for you?
It's just like I want it to be apparent what the characters feel about the situation that they're in. Everybody's so fucking stoic that I just...
There was a lot of stoicness. I'll give you that. There was some stoicness involved. Okay.
I just don't care. It's just like, do you even care that you're about to get
well, the
your
thing
planet
is,
blown
it's kinda like, why do you make a movie about the Titanic? You already know the fucking ending. You know right. what I mean? But then it turns out to be an Oscar-winning film.
But they have characters that are invested in this situation, and you could obviously
I was not invested in any of those characters. I'm talking about the Titanic in general and not the movie by James Cameron.
Okay. I thought you were
Why would
about
you that. Make a movie about something where you already know the ending? That's my point is what I'm trying to make.
Okay.
This movie takes place before A New Hope, and they tell us that it was at a great expense.
I mean,
everyone died. And you're watching, and I'm watching this movie, and everyone's dying, and I'm like, I already know the ending. They're all gonna die.
Maybe it's not the perfect analogy, but I played Halo Reach, and you know, I know what happened.
What? Everybody. Halo wins, right? Halo wins. Yeah, I don't know Halo. I don't Halo. I Bioshock.
Well, it's very similar.
I Bioshock. I know they're similar. I'm
No. I say the result in Halo Reach is very similar.
Oh, to what I said
to Rogue One.
Oh, I thought Halo wins. So Halo wins Rogue One too. Man, I know my Halos. Half-Life 3 confirmed. Sorry, no one gets that but the gamers. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. They'll never release Half-Life 3. Go fuck yourselves. All right. So anyway, Oh man, that's sad again. Come on, Valve. Is it Valve?
It's Valve and Gabe Newell.
Come on, Gabe. Fuck. Anyway, so back to Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Disney Lucasfilm Presents.
What do you rate it, asshole?
Out of hey, come on, man. I liked it. And that's the thing is I really enjoyed this movie.
And like 99% of people like it,
and
I
that's
guess.
Okay.
Like,
I feel so bad. I'm worried.
I don't think you're wrong.
I feel bad now. Like I hope I didn't make you feel bad about your your opinion. I don't think he should get hate too. So don't hate on Armando.
Oh, I'm going to get
in
hate.
The comments below down there. Don't hate on him. Don't write anything like fuck Armando. He's a fucking dick. What is he? A Star Trek apologist?
Choke on a dick.
Yeah. Choke on a dick. Jesus, man. You got descriptive, Armando. All right. So we know what Armando likes, but let's get into. So here's my. Here's
enough
my,
about my promiscuity.
Enough about you and your sex life. We all know how much of a whore you are, Armando. Out of 10 Donnie Yen sticks of force powered awesomeness, I'm going to give, and again, Disney Film Presents a Lucasfilm Star Wars Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
A limited engagement.
A limited time engagement. I give it out of 10. 9. I give it a 9. And you know what
no
I gave?
German?
You know what I gave The Force Awakens? 8.5. I
really?
Liked it a little bit better than The Force Awakens.
Wow.
I liked it a little bit better because growing up with Star Wars and sort of having that in my life for so long, I was always wondering, like, when I got older and I got to high school and college, when Star Wars was going to start to get badass. Because it started off pretty badass. Han Solo shot that fucking bounty hunter in a bar. And everyone just was like, whatever. Fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi cut off a dude's arm with a sword in a bar. And it was like, whatever. Like no one gave a shit for Star Wars to get back to its roots and to get dark and to tell like these gritty stories and to take risks and chances. I mean, everyone in this movie dies.
Please keep taking risks and chances.
Yes, please. Like, this is great.
Don't be safe.
Do you think this is... Okay, so do you think it's a good first step as far as taking risks? Risks and chances.
Yes.
All good.
Exactly.
So this is positive. Yeah. So it's good that they're doing that. I want Star Wars to keep doing that.
I love that you're trying to do that. Yes.
Keep doing that. We love it. It's fucking rad that you're doing that. It's very metal. Sorry. It's super metal, yo. Like it's fucking
to the surfer thing.
Yeah. I got a little SoCal on my metal. I'm sorry. It's my ska is mixing with my metal. We got to keep those portions. It's like squashing. In mashed potatoes, you know, you just don't want to mix them. Maybe you do if it's garlic. I'm hungry. I just realized I'm hungry. So I'm giving it a 9. This is a great Star Wars film. And also, I mean, granted, you do need to be very familiar with the franchise going into this.
Yeah, that's
you need
true.
To
you
have
need
seen
to.
The first three at
but
least.
But who hasn't?
Right? But they literally end this movie and we'll end this review on where A New Hope kind of begins, and that's them going after the ship. Princess Leia got the fucking schematics for the Death Star, And we find out that Mads Mikkelsen helped develop it. And the reason why, and we finally got the reason as to why, like, why would they put a fucking exhaust port there that would, like, be, like, this huge weakness?
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
Like,
yeah,
that's, like, the one that's... one thing that they always, like, talked about.
Why would they stupidly...
Nerds, for years, since the 70s, were like, that's the dumbest thing. It's this big, sophisticated Death Star. Why would there be a weakness? And that's because the creator didn't want to fucking make this thing, so he designed a weakness in it that... would, like, essentially, they, I mean, come on, like, that's the best fan fiction way to write around George Lucas's bullshit, like, but to keep it canonical and official. It's like, here, that's why.
That was smart.
It was because of love, because Mads Mikkelsen loved his daughter so much that he wanted to make sure that this Death Star, in other hands, it would have become, anyone else would have made it. It would have been foolproof, and they wouldn't have put a trap door in there per se, or a fail safe where you
stupid
literally
weak point.
dumb weak point. You know, it's like they finally, like, you know, gave us an answer to that age old question, like, why is the Death Star so easy to destroy? You know, and it's explained through love and through a good man trying to do a good thing, but having to do like something evil in order to.
Right.
Because, like, you know, had he not designed that flaw, it would have been
they
would
have
been unstoppable. And you know, and that's a really cool message, and I just really like that idea. And it makes me, you know, when I think back on A New Hope and all these other Star Wars movies, I'm like, I get it now.
Oh, okay.
Like, when they rebuild the Death Star, I'm like, no wonder. It's like they're rebuilding it, and it's like, it's still vulnerable as fuck.
That's how they got Death Star in a wireframe.
Yeah, it's a wireframe, and they're like, let's get it now. It's definitely going to get fucked up. Yeah. It's basically a frame. We could just push it over. Fuck them, Empire dicks. But yeah, so I'm going to get your final thoughts, being that you were someone that less than pleased, but not disappointed. Or disappointed?
Well, I didn't have any expectations, so I wasn't disappointed.
Okay, good. So you weren't disappointed.
Yeah, I just think they could have done a better job with the leads, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's writing or the acting, I'm not sure, but it's just something needs to be done to connect with the audience more, in my opinion.
Fair enough. And for me, I felt as if there was enough connective tissue between what was going on the screen and the emotions of the audience to make those connections. But then again, I was super into it the entire time. I was geeking out so hard. I was super hyped the entire time. I was like, yes, we're finally going to see Rogue One. And it was dope. And by the way, the opening credits, it just says Rogue One. That's it. It doesn't say a Star Wars story. It doesn't say Star Wars Rogue One. It doesn't say Lucasfilm or Disney Presents. It just literally says, the card says, Rogue One. Thank you to the director of Rogue One. Whatever your name is. God, I keep forgetting his name. I love that we always forget the names, but then never correct ourselves.
Right.
Because it gives them a reason to look things up on the internet.
Right.
We're forcing you to educate yourselves.
Spend some more time on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That'll be productive.
Yeah, and it's totally factual information there as well.
Yes.
There's no bullshit on Wikipedia or online. It's all true. Everything's
all true,
including this review and our podcast. Don't forget, tune in every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m., soundcast.fm. We're live, usually. Sometimes it's different times. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Follow Soundcast tweets at soundcast.fm. And, of course, you can tune in whenever to Soundcast for good times. It's always good times there. Fantastic programming. Can't go wrong. And for Armando, you can go to www.fuckit. I don't have a website because I'm Armando.
Yep.
I'm off the grid, bitch. .org. I can't remember it, and I can't forget it.
That's
Imagine
deep.
That.
That's balls deep.
Just like Rogue One was with me. Why does it have to get weirdly sexual? Is that my fault?
Why
That's
not?
My fault, isn't it?
Hey, I think the problem is the shame behind it.
Oh, that I feel so much shame about being weirdly sexual?
Yes.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome.
Awesome. team awesome mink.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.